Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
June is Dairy Month. So as we think about Dairy Month and we think about our dairy farms, how are we going to celebrate this on our dairies? I know it's a really tough time out there in the dairy industry right now, and maybe celebration isn't the first thing on your mind. But I want to remind you of a couple of things. As I look at organizations, there's probably two things that we actually really control. One is our attitude, and the second one is our relationships with those around us. In light of that, let's think about June as Dairy Month, and let's think about how we're going to celebrate it on our dairy farms. You know, people really do enjoy visiting your farms. They do enjoy learning about what you do every day so that they have a safe supply of dairy products on the grocery shelf every time they go to the store. It's really important that you share your story and the story of the dairy industry. Maybe it's just inviting your employees and their families to maybe a cookout. You might also think about inviting some of your friends to a similar type activity. Maybe you actually want to join in with some of the local groups that might be interested in coming to your farm for an early morning breakfast meeting or something like that. Please keep in mind that as we think about the consumer public, the people they really trust are the people behind the product. June is a time to salute you and your operations as well as our total dairy industry. Take opportunity to meet with your community, meet with your friends, and share your story in the dairy industry. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take time to celebrate June as Dairy Month.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.